Om Shanti. Thank you. So, as you can see, this morning, we're very fortunate to have two lovely angels. Angels from the UK who are with us this morning to share on their experiences with our beloved Dadi Jenkiji. They have lived, they have worked, they have practically every day been with Dadi Jenki their whole lives, I think. And so they have got amazing, incredible experiences and stories to share with us. So let me first of all welcome both these two lovely angels here today. And I'd like to share a little bit about both of them. Who knows Gemini, Sister Gemini?
I think most.
Oh, quite a number. That's good. And who knows Sister Uwashi? Yeah. Also, wonderful. But in any case, so many of you who do not know them so well. Well, I know Sister Gemini for a long time too, but I don't know, she has so many specialities. Well, Sister Gemini has been in Gyan, being a student, a teacher, a meditation practitioner for more than 40 years. And she's a very gifted and inspiring speaker. You can hear this afterwards, her inspiration and practicality, and also the gift of sharing deep knowledge with others. She's also very easy in interacting with those very high level professionals, as well as those who are small children and ordinary people. She has that gift and speciality and easiness as well. And she has been the director of the BK publication since 1992. And she also coordinates the BK activities in the Midlands in UK. So, with so many responsibilities and duties, yet she remained very light and easy and always smiling. And the sister on the left is no less Sister Uwashi, another lovely angel. We hear her translation in English sometimes when she's here, and I really love that. So clear, so easy and light, and so soft and gentle. And I got to know her a little bit more this time, also previously. And she has also been with Dadi since childhood. Imagine, she literally grew up with the Dadis, and especially with Dadi Jenki. And well, that means she's more than 40 years in Gyan. So she lives in Global Corporation House for more than 40 years now. And she takes care of very important matters like administration, event management in London and in the UK. That is her main seva, but of course she's also doing a lot of other services. So let us put our hands together to warmly welcome these two special angels who's going to share with us on the deep love of Dadi Jenki and her experiences as well. And I would like to add one more thing, which is my own experience and observation, is that those who have been with Dadis, growing, living, literally breathing in that air, they are very strong internally and externally, and I can see in both of them as well. So thank you so much to be with us today.
Thank you. Thank you for looking after our double foreigners. You know, many are on the line, and it's beautiful that she held this space for double foreigners. I know so much is happening everywhere. You can be absolutely defocused if there was no one to usher you and focus you. So lots of thanks to the whole team. So let us give them a big hand. Thank you, Sister Celia, all the efforts that you put into really organizing all these beautiful classes. Just want to say a bit about Urvashi, because I have been with Baba since nearly 46 years, 47 years. I was 20 years of age when I came. And for me, it was only Dadi Janki and Dadi Janki and Dadi Janki. Those were the days when the service was beginning to expand in the West, 80s, late 70s, early 80s. So this was a period I came, 76, 77. So that was the time when the service had just begun to roll. And so Dadi working on a very, very grassroots level. And we had Dadi for ourselves all the time. So those were the days. And then to come 2021, 20, and thereafter, the scenario of course changed. And so there were many, many phases that I have seen Dadi going from what she was and what she became, right? So that transition. So I lived with Dadi day and night in Baba Bhavan for nearly 12 years. And then when Dadi shifted to Global Cooperation House, activities there, and then I was all the time with Dadi whenever she was there until she leaves GCH in the afternoon. So that was another story. I want to say about Urvashi. Urvashi has a very important role, and Ratan Thadani, who is our director and the trustee of the Brahma Kumaris, she had a fortune and honor, I would say, to work with him on all the management, the building sites, on a mundane level, how to deal with all that. It's not a small thing. And so she's mastered that. You know, so the whole renovation of Oxford Retreat Center, then we had a Diamond House, and we had all the other houses in UK. You know, the whole maintenance and all that she administers and gets that sorted and done. That's not a small thing, it's a big one. And maintaining your spiritual state. Apart from that, event management, that's very important. You have event, like, you know, just a minute, you have a big event, like, you know, Uri Geller event in 90s, 97, and you have a big event in Trafalgar Square, 40,000, 50,000. So Urvashi has acquired the skills of managing the event. You understand? It's not a small thing. So, it's a very big skills to acquire. Event management. Managing the event backstage, on the stage, on the day. So, that's the skills that she has. So, what Celia, you just said, the strength we have in us is spiritual strength. And I'm very happy that you provided this window for us to share. And it is the you know, we rub shoulders with Dadi Janki, and something, sharing Gyan is one thing, but embodying Gyan to become Swarup, Swarupam, to become embodiment of knowledge, that's what we saw Dadi. But at the same time, Dadi was very good in sharing what she embodied. She will not share what she doesn't embody. She said it to us many times in the class. And there's nothing that she has not shared. She shares everything. She doesn't have anything hidden away behind the curtain. She's very open. She's very exposed. And she's very real. And this is a big strength that I have experienced of Dadi. And so when we talk about Dadi Janki, it's her anniversary. I would say, what is the legacy? Like we remember Brahma Baba. Every day we remember Baba. He's the chariot of Shri Baba, and we say we want to follow the Father. How to follow the Father? Baba says that in the Muli every day. But here, legacy is, of course, Dadi gone, and I would say an advance party, or the angels, the subtle angel in with Baba in the angelic region. So what is the legacy that I carry forward? So this is a question I want to put to all of you to reflect and think, because most of you have seen Dadi, have been in front of Dadi, have taken drashti from Dadi, and those who haven't met Dadi, I'm sure by now you must have heard a lot about Dadi. People sharing about Dadi are all the senior people in the organization, and you must have heard it on the YouTube, in the lockdown, etc., etc. And so that gives you enough time to conclude within yourself and see what is the legacy that I carry forward of Dadi Janki. So when tomorrow you are in front of 100 people, 200 people, 300 people, they are all Baba's children or not Baba's children, it doesn't matter, you will be reflecting or embodying that legacy. So you need to think, tomorrow is Dadi's anniversary. What is the legacy that I carry forward? Okay? So I want Urvashi to share first and then I'll share. I just wanted to paint this picture, the backdrop. And we look at this backdrop and then we share. Okay?
Om Shanti. So Dadi Janki actually meant a lot to me, and it was really Baba and Dadi that saw different me. We know ourselves, but when somebody like Dadi sees something different and see a higher picture, and that's what happened. So in 1994, when I came to Global House, just to meet Dadi, actually, she brought me with her. She was visiting a local center, so she brought me to Global House, and I think it was actually may have been Jemini Ben who was translating, because I did not know a word of Hindi then. And so Dadi was asking me at that time, what are you doing? And I just said, well, I've just finished my university and I'm looking for work. And so, and I said, you know, I want to spend some time with someone where I can really understand knowledge a lot more and go into the depth. And so Dadi said, why don't you come to London and you look for work here? And as soon as Dadi said that, it was not just about coming to London and look for work here, it was about being surrendered in Baba's house. It became very clear in 1 second. And she inspired me from then on to really see yourselves in a very different way. Not you as the one in the Lokic way, but her vision was very high. And because I'd studied business management, when I came to the center, I thought, okay, that's the last thing I want to do. I don't want to be in an office. And so in my mind, there was this feeling of, okay, when I, you know, to teach and meditation and all this and that. And I remember my brother was saying, what do you do all day? Do you just sit and meditate? But no, Dadi had a different vision. And I saw very clearly it was Baba's vision. The moment I came to Global House, I was actually with Jemini Ben in literature. And then a few months later, I started to be part of the business side of the organization. And when I first, in the first few months, this thought still kept on going into my mind, you know, have I come to Baba's house to do administration and business and things? I could have done that outside. And I remember going to sit with Dadi one time, and I was working with a few of our very powerful brothers, and Dadi said, if you do this and you hold the same vision that I have for all the individuals that you're doing seva with, you will always be fine. And that became a very big stamp for me, that what I feel I want and what I feel I to spiritually support me, but when you feel and you say yes straight away to when someone like Dadi says something, she's seen a bigger picture, a wider picture. And this is why I feel today the various skills like Jemini Ben mentioned, it wasn't needed to say it, but
thank you. It's important.
The few things that Dadi really taught me in the early days. One is always try to have an equal vision of everyone you work with, everyone you do seva with, from those who are senior to you to the ones you are junior. Keep everyone supporting, see them in the same way. And when you do that, so those who are new in Gyan or new doing the seva, always try to encourage them to step up. And if you do that, you see, she said to me, you see that you will naturally keep on stepping up and moving forward. Why? Because you've allowed others to move forward. And because of that, you will naturally move forward. So that's one of the things that...
Sorry to interrupt you. I would say that I label that as one of the skills. You know, Dadi taught us many skills and she had it in her. Dadi did the job of 10 people in one day, I can tell you, if we have time. But this is called delegation. To delegate, but to follow up. This is something that Dadi had... she picked it up very nicely. Okay? Delegate and then follow up. Okay? So, I will interrupt there. So, Dadi was... You know, her head was that big. She was that little... You call it that character in Star Wars. What's you call... What is that? Huh?
Joda.
Yeah, Joda. Right. So, that's a character. Very wise. And can see the future of the person. So she picked up her specialities, no, her qualities, and focuses on that. And that becomes her virtue. You see, Dadi, how she empowers, that becomes her virtue. And as she uses that virtue, because Dadi is inspiring her, it becomes her speciality. So speciality is something that you cash on, right? You have, you cash on, that's, it's a fluid currency. You cash on that. That means you receive blessings. So you became qualified, she became qualified, she cashed on that particular speciality and you keep earning. And then seeing that speciality, others get inspired. You see what I'm saying? This is how it works. I'm trying to understand deeply how Dadi worked on all of us. This is how she worked.
And yourself as well.
No? Yeah, so for me, Dadi, I used to travel with her and translate. So in the earlier days, and Dadi used to always say to me, what are you carrying in your bag? We carry this big handbag. We carry this trolley bag. She wants to look. She says, carry those small books, go and bring them. So I go and bring them. Those leaflets, yeah, tollies, okay, blessing cards. So all the extra stuff, apart from that, I have to remove. And one day I was thinking, in a way it is right. What I was carrying in my bag was extra. I don't need that. It's nothing to do with seva. So... then, you see, when we are traveling, we reach the airport, we checked in. Even whilst you check in, you meet people, instantly, give me toli, give me blessing, give me this book. So all the time, you have to keep something in your hand. So you see, Dadi's vision, Dadi's attitude is serving, serving and serving. Nothing for herself. I remember one day, one sister, we all had turns to travel with her. So one day, one sister had a turn to travel. And Dadi didn't ask her what she's carrying, nothing. But we did say to her to carry these things. But anyway, after all, you do what you want to do. So when they went to airport, Dadi was meeting already people. And she's already started sharing Gyan. This is what Dadi was naturally embodiment of Gyan. So she asked the sister, give me toli, give me blessing, give me book, give me leaflet. She doesn't have anything. She was so upset, upset in the sense, not upset as upset like we get upset. Later when they came back from the travel, she said, you know, you carry things for your stomach. Dadi's not thinking about carrying food for the stomach. She's thinking about what she needs to feed these souls who come in front of us. So this is how she was thinking. She was very, very unlimited in her thinking. And she did not think for herself. She did not think about her food. She did not think about her rest. And she wanted us all to follow that, what she was doing. Very strong, what Celia, you just said. It's true, you become strong after being with such a powerful personality. Right? Tame share karu. I'm just...
I was just remembering the time when, just before Daddy passed away, and I just wanted to just share at that time because it was, it left a deep imprint on the self. So as you all know, during that COVID time, many things were happening, and Daddy was here, but she was in hospital, and. Hansa Ben, she had a touching because Daddy was in Ahmedabad. She had this touching, Daddy should come to Madhuban. And then literally, just like that, from Ahmedabad in this ambulance, they brought Daddy to the global hospital. And Daddy stayed there for about a week or so. And I remember that time, a few of us had gone to see Daddy in hospital. And Daddy was in the hospital bed with all these gadgets and things around her. And we walked into the room, and it was me and Hansa Ben at that time. And so then I said, Daddy, you know, this is Urvashi. And she went like that. And my heart went, oh gosh. Because, it's like you say, you know, in one split second, when something touches you so deeply, it's like the whole lifespan is composed within that moment. So by just doing like that to me, it felt like she recognized, you know, she knew who I was. And that few nights later when Daddy passed away, it was about 2:30 in the morning, and we got a phone call, and I think it was me and Gopi at that time, Gopi Ben, so we rushed to the hospital, and seeing Daddy just in the bed, and there were so many people which had arrived by that time, you just felt this ocean of light, and you know, you could feel the world was in shock at that time, because I think it was about 9:30 UK
time. The London time was 9:30.
Yeah, 9:30, and so, you know, but whilst we were here, whilst we were there in front of her, you knew that the whole world was tuned in and watching everything. But what was going through my mind at that time was, it's like, it just felt like I was, like Baba had like pulled me away from the whole scene. Even though watching, seeing everything, going through Pandabhavan, Gyan Sarovar, it's like, in a sense, this whole detachment happened. And in a sense, there was like, the emotions were not there. I don't know if that makes sense. You know, when you are completely detached and you're observing, and that's what happened to myself. And then I realized later that this is what Daddy wanted from me.
Once you finish that, share the flip side of that.
Yeah. Okay. So just really, it just felt like that. This was her vision always of the self, to be loving but detached. And I think a few days ago when Jayanti Ben was sharing about Brahma Baba and how it's like at that time when souls are passing away, he didn't want to know, you know, see the photos and things. And so that reminded me just recently that this is a stage that the daddies have achieved, and what they want us to achieve, that be loving, be caring, do everything, but remain beyond and observe. Yes.
So Urvashi, the flip side of that, Amanda Ben is also here.
Yes.
She has wonderful experiences too. I hope you heard Amanda Ben sharing.
Yeah, you want to come?
So I just want to share the flip side of the thing. What we had, it just lockdown had just begun. We didn't know. I was in Madhuban. I had no idea what was happening in the world, and I'm sure it happened with most of us about this whole thing, the virus, the COVID, all that. And I was in Ahmedabad, I was in Memnagar, where Dadi was in the hospital, and I remember being there for a couple of days and then going to the hospital, seeing Dadi. She was up and around, and then she was like, you know, in and out of the stage, which I would say awareness and not awareness. So I was in the hospital because one was allowed, one person each time in the ICU to be with her. And Dadi had that awareness, and taking drishti from Dadi, and then Dadi was brought into the room, and again taking drishti from Dadi, she looked deep in your eyes. And she, you can see that Baba's light shining through her eyes very, very clearly. And I, what I saw is just a form of light. There was no need to speak for Dadi. I mean, I had no desire that Dadi say something. There was no need for that. There was such a powerful experience of an angel. So I saw this angel on the bed in that state of awareness. And I took drishti from Dadi, and I know Luciana and Ken were with me as well in the room. And as they come closer to her bed, because we couldn't go very close to her, so just stood by the bed taking drishti, because they were leaving for Brazil, Ken and Luciana, and I was also going to go to back to London. So we got that chance that we did that. And then what happened is that Ken and Luciana went, and I also left after a while, the hospital, because it was quite restrictive. Dadi had, we didn't want her to have any infection or anything like that, because she was in and out of ICU. And what happened is that Dadi was in the ward, and then I left to go to airport. And Hansa was, of course, very tearful all the time, because I think she kind of knew these are final stages of Dadi. So I said to Hansa, don't worry, she'll be okay. She's been through these phases so many times. She, you know, comes back and everything gets reversed. So don't worry, don't worry. I was giving her that sort of words of patience and, you know, consider this. So when I went to airport midnight, I got a call from Hansa, who was still at the airport in Ahmedabad. There was a late night flight. So Hansa said, we are taking Dadi again in ICU. She's become very serious. And here Kumar Bhai, our driver, who dropped me whole way to the airport, he's telling me, don't go, don't go, don't go, don't go. I said, no, there's something is calling me to go back. I have to go back. And I said, Dadi will be fine. Don't worry. And so, come midnight, Hansa phones, we're taking Dadi to ICU. That's it. And I came to London. Everything was very gloomy, very dull. And Baba's meeting was happening. That was the last Mudli. So, I had a thing to do, which I know Dadi in a subtle form was pushing me to do it. And I tell you what it is. Dadi had always said to me, I want to see you free. I want to see you free. And what she meant, I had to really understand what she meant. She meant she wants me to be absolutely free from what I'm doing and delegate, empower others to do what I was doing. And become her free hand. That's what she had always told me. She is the one who gave me the responsibility of taking care of publications. I had told her many times, I'm not really qualified, Dadi. She goes, I will guide you. I'm there. And she never wanted me to give up. You know? So you can see Dadi empowered, Dadi supported, Dadi helped me at every step, and Dadi kind of proofread the book before it's going to the printers, and I missed that in the first few years. There is no Dadi to proofread, you know, so my heart kind of broke. So left it to Baba, and I see that how she made me free. And there's a whole long story, and I became free. I followed Dadi's directions in that subtle angelic form. And that was a gift, and that is a legacy I carry forward. Freedom from everything, traffic control. Then I share three things. Freedom from what? What are those three things? So, you know, freedom, this is what Dadi had said to me day one. I said, Dadi, you have given me this, and it happened with all of our sisters. Sister Manda's story, I know Uroshi's story, my story, but Dadi always, spiritually, she wants us to rise up. You see, that's the whole point. Why have I come to Baba? We've come to Baba, what am I meant to do here? See, we all question, like she said, have I come for administration? Same thing, I had a question. Every time I have Maya, I used to have Maya. This was my Maya. And Dadi used to explain to me. And then I have understood the whole purpose of me doing what I'm doing. I learned a lot over the years. But you see, Dadi had that deep faith and trust in the soul. And this applies to everyone. And she held that. And she continued to empower. She didn't leave me. She didn't leave any one of us. She empowered, she inspired, she cared, and she made us move forward. You see? And on one hand, like she's talking about detachment, for me, I love this word. Like Uroshi, you said that it was actually beyond. Dadi was very beyond. Brahma Baba was beyond. And I love the definition that Dadi gives us for understanding. She used to use these words, Nyara Pyara, Nyara Pyara. I said to Dadi one day, you know, this word Nyara Pyara, it's really a jargon, doesn't mean anything to me. I really don't know how to be Nyara and Pyara because I'm too much this side. I cannot be this. I cannot be Nyara. I want to be Nyara. You see, so Dadi then explained in the class, what is Nyara? It is Baba's word. Nyara, separate. Okay, Dadi was master of English. She keeps saying, I don't know English, but she knew more than any one of us, right, Mandaben? When she translated, she said many times, maybe this is the word, right? So she used to make us find the word, dig into our intellect and see what that word is. So Dadi was master because she mastered spiritual knowledge. She was a power of knowledge. She was a powerhouse of spiritual power and spiritual knowledge. She said separate. Okay, I understood that separate. Nyara, detached. Okay, what is detachment? Then she goes, Nyara, observer. So that means detached observer. Then she goes, witness. So you are an observer, now this applies to me. I witness. I see myself, I observe myself, I am a witness. So if anything happens to me, I cannot deny because this is what I witnessed about myself. So I'm able to accept the consequence of whatever it is that comes in front of me. So witness. And then next, above. Right? Above. Now that's the stage. And then the last one is beyond. So she actually was working on herself. She never spoke the knowledge for the sake of it. I remember she said one day, knowledge is not just about speaking. I'm not a speaker. You heard this. I'm not a speaker. I'm sharing my experience. I'm Baba's child. I'm a student. I'm sharing my experience. She was so down to earth. She really touched our hearts. She knew how to touch our hearts. So she touched my heart. Now the flip side of when Dadi passing away here in India, what were we doing in London at that time? We were having a meeting, emergency meeting, with our trustee to see how we can manage the times that we are going through. We don't know this whole COVID scenario. We don't know about this lockdown. We didn't know anything. So, in between all that, you know what happened? For the first time in my life, I left my phone at home. And Hansa was trying to call me. And I was not picking up the phone. And I never forgiven myself with that. It took me a long time. I forgive. I never keep my phone on silence. I never keep my phone switched off, even at night. In the middle of the night, any phone call is urgent for me. It's important for me. So I learned that lesson. So I happened to walk that passage and go into the media room where Jasu was. I took Jasu's phone rang. I took that away from her hand, and it was Pratap Bhai on the phone. I said, "Jasu, give me that phone. I think it's for me." And Pratap Bhai, and he's the one who disclosed the news about Dadi Janki passing away. And all of us, we were all so touched. Everybody was in tears. You can feel now also. We do still have that feeling of kind of loss. The whole vibrations of Global House completely felt, came down. We all went to Baba's room. And many of us came out, whoever was there, whoever heard, our brothers and sisters around from far, all came straight to Global House. And we all were gathered in Baba's room. Everybody was in tears. And that was the scene I can't forget. That we will not have Dadi here again. So being far, I felt that I know that I was leaving Ahmedabad, and I know Hansa phoned me midnight, and after a few days Dadi passed away and the lockdown was declared. That was the period of lockdown. I think it was 18th of March or
13th.
So that's when the lockdown had happened. And what the task for which Dadi was pushing me to go actually was magical. And what was that? Let me tell you. We had a warehouse and we had 3 years lease until 2023. And out of blue, there was a buyer or someone who wanted to lease it. And luckily, Ratan Bhai was there. And was Ratan Bhai there? Oh no, he wasn't there. He was in India, but he corresponded with all the paperwork. So it was so apt for me to be there. We made instant decision, and I had a very good relationship with my landlord, that he instantly agreed to pass for us to pass the lease to another person, another company. And we quickly signed the papers. Everything went through, and we were told 5 days empty the warehouse. So imagine, Dadi was so economical, so caring, that she didn't want to lose Baba's money, you see. Otherwise we would have paid £48,000 every year, come 21, 22, 23, you see. So subtle Dadi, in that body, in the hospital, already doing so much work. And many of other people, Baba's children, have their own experiences, I've heard. When Dadi was in the hospital, what happened to those centers and those people? They have really amazing story, if you hear that story. And this was my story, that Dadi angel made it happen, was very clear. And we emptied that place in 5 days. That was what we were told. And I know Mandabi incorporated and sent the two precious brothers. And I cannot forget that time they came and how everything happened so quickly. And all our brothers and sisters, although it was lockdown, they all came to the warehouse, they all helped, they all emptied, they all saw the last bit and took the photo of the empty place, and we all left together. It was such a cooperation. This is why for me, Baba's family, this divine family is everything. And especially the London family, all those who live in the household, I respect them so much. They come first for me, for everything. And I really feel that Baba's vision is very focused, but an instrument is very important. So instrument has to be very clear and have to have very clear vision, but also move with what is needed according to time. And so I felt so good. Okay, we had to spend some thousands, but not many thousands, but it was all nicely done. And I said thanks to Dadi, and the legacy here I carry from this incident is that do it now. Don't delay. Whatever it is you have to do it now. Don't delay. You don't know what next scene in drama going to be. That's how Dadi was. She has a thought, she will practically do it. So that's the legacy I have carried. There are many things about Dadi's beautiful qualities, her virtues. She cared for every one of Baba's children. Everyone felt Dadi was mine. Like we feel Baba is mine, we also felt Dadi. Dadi gave that feeling because she followed Brahma Baba's footsteps. And she was very real. She was very, you know, like we know there's somebody there for me. If anything happens, you go to her. You go run to her. And she answered everybody's questions. So I feel that even after this is the fourth anniversary, I felt even today, every day in the morning, I'll get up. I remember Baba say good morning. I say good morning to Dadi. And for me, it's all the Dadis, angel Dadis, they are there. And I see what are they doing in subtle region. So I'm constantly trying to connect and see the sceneries, see what is happening in the subtle region, catch the thoughts, catch the vibrations, and really empower, keep myself empowered and free of any waste, unnecessary thoughts, and constantly aligning myself with what is to be done now in the present and be very focused. So this is what I've kept, in my life as my, Dadi's gift. And I thank Dadi for what she has given to all of us.
Just a little bit more, because I know we need to go. Yeah. I think for me, I remember one time going for a walk with Dadi. This was years ago, and she goes, every breath I take, I remember Baba. And I never forget that. Can you imagine every breath you take? She goes, every breath I take, I remember Baba. And just here in Germany, Ben, Dadi served the world tirelessly. She's been to every part of the world. She's touched because she really loves. She loves every single person who came in front of her, and her vision for everyone was always very high. And just like Brahma Baba could do just so much within the physical matter. And even for Dadi, she could only do so much at the age of 104. Mm. And so you just see how drama works, that the transition from being present physically to the subtle. And for many who have never really experienced Daddy before, Daddy's working in a very different way now. She's not working in a different way, the same way, but without the physical. And you hear stories and stories of souls where they feel guided by Baba and have dreams of also Daddy, and how Daddy is helping them. And my last little conversation with Daddy the year before she passed away, just this one little thing, because I was helping to look after Daddy. And I remember taking her to the bathroom, and she was washing her hands. And then she goes, if you ever need anything, just call me. And those are her last words for me. And after Daddy passed away, that stayed very clear to me, that any time you feel, okay, what do I do, Baba? What do I do, Daddy? It's like, just connect in a way, and they're there. There's no need to travel anywhere. There's no need to make appointments, to wait in queues. And this is how, for me, this period of now, where we feel Daddy, we feel Daddy in that way, which is very true and real. And I also feel that any weakness which is within the self, because Daddy also knew our weaknesses. She knew the struggles, or she knew the waste the soul was still trying to do. And I feel now that with Baba, Daddy is helping on a very different level, that whatever the struggle, or whatever discomfort or waste, they may still be there. They're there to sort of help to remove that. Mm-hmm. This is that period now. And so for me, it's this awakening that we don't know how long time is and how duration, but this period of time now, and especially even tomorrow, whilst you're all here, you know, come down if you can and tap into the atmosphere of Daddy, and anything that still remains, just sort of feel it and just say, okay, Baba, Daddy, okay, you finish it now. I don't want this anymore. And so this transition period is very important for me. And then the future, I think we'll all, that's a different matter anyway.
Yeah, Urvashi, you mentioned about Daddy's hand like that. In 2019, I'm very fortunate. I mean, the legacy, I've been actually thinking about what is the legacy that I am carrying forward, that I live Daddy, right? So I don't feel that vacuum. So I have to do something. So I say this to myself, that 2019, when Daddy was in London, Urvashi, you were there? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So September, Daddy would stand where her angels, she had a whole nursery of angels, and she'll look down and she'll say that this is the world of thorns, kanto ki dunya hai. And so people who are living there, they're living their life like, you know, it's a mundane life, and there's no experience of happiness and peace in their life. So she says, do they know me? Do they know who is living up here? Do they know who I am? I said, Daddy, yes, they know you. She goes, no. I want them to come to Baba's house. Invite everyone, all the neighbors, to come, and I want to meet them. So we did very quickly a nice leaflet flyer, and we invited all of our neighbors, everyone, to come to Baba's house. Daddy took such personal interest. She wants to see what is the menu, what are we doing, what is happening? Anyway, come Saturday, Dadi was not well in the morning. I said to Hansa, really save Dadi's energy for 4 o'clock because they were coming at 4. Otherwise, it will not be nice that they don't see Dadi. Dadi has to meet them. So, come 4 o'clock. We made Dadi ready and she came up on the stage. And she sat there. She gave them, you won't believe, she wasn't saying a lot. But suddenly, she said what she wants to say. It was like a drama. We didn't have anything filmed. It is a big shame. She gave them like a 7-day course in few minutes, in essence. And everybody, even today, I meet our neighbors, they remember Dadi Janki. And they know they come here for peace. You see? So this is what Dadi was. She served the neighbors. The second lot of people she remembered were those friends who left Baba and they are still her friends. She want them to come. So Baba's children who have gone, Dadi wants them to come back. So she invites my friends. So we invited all those and Dadi met them in a small group, each one of them with their family, photograph and big hug. So that's a big memorial on there. So this was the last visit of Dadi's. So Dadi didn't leave one stone unturned. Whatever thought she had, she fulfilled her.
She did.
So this is what it is. She completed her journey nicely. And she came to India. But then when she came here, she traveled to 3 places. Dubai, Bangalore and Pune. These were the 3 last places she touched. Okay. Om Shanti. I think we can go forever. But we have to stop somewhere. Keep taking inspiration from Dadi in that subtle form.
Thank you so much, yes.
And make Dadi your angel, companion of God, right? Dadi is the companion of God. Make her your angel.
Is everyone going down tomorrow? Yeah. Many of you are going down? Great. Yeah. Okay, great. Great.
Mandabin didn't share. It would be nice to.
No.
Mandabin, I wanna please come.
Come and say a few
come,
words.
Come, Mandabin, please.
Especially for tomorrow.
Come.
She's meeting Lightning tomorrow, so all come. She's giving a session on a very beautiful topic, and it's the topic of my heart, loving the drama. Come. We give a prelude to you. Don't miss that session, and Mandabin is really very special for that. And also she'll share, of course, Dadi. We love them all. So before I say thank you, I know you're going to go up. Mandabin, share a few words.
Just say a few words.
No, yeah. No, this is about Dadi, please. Just a few words. Yeah.
Well, I think it wouldn't do justice to Dadi to say just a few words. But I feel that Dadi's left a big hole in my life. And I didn't realize until more recent time how much of a support and how much of an inspiration she had for me. And the most powerful experience for me was that every time she gave me drishti, gave me the feeling that I was her world. And that's a very powerful thing to experience. And I could honestly say that nobody else touches a place in my heart that Dadi touched.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mandabin. And she's going to be with us tomorrow evening. So do come for the session. And of course, it has touched my heart hearing all of the sharing from the two of you. I love Dadi a lot also. Mm. I have got my own experiences, but yes, this is not the time to share. I will share some other days. But so thank you.
Thank you
from the bottom of my heart. You took time to come all the way, and in spite of a big gathering out there, you don't look at that, but just look at those who are interested those who really want to learn from their experiences. So from the bottom of my heart, I really appreciate and thank both of you so much. Yeah, thank you. And thank you to all of you for coming to listen to that. Yeah. And of course, we're going to hear a lot more tomorrow. They will be sharing from the seniors tomorrow as well in Diamond Hall. And of course, they're going to prepare a very special lunch for us. Mm. I just heard from them. A lot of preparations for all of us. So please do come. If you are planning not to come, do come. It's going to be very special tomorrow. And as you all know, Dadi loves the double foreigners so much. So let's give that tribute to her for tomorrow. All right? Thank you again so much. Thank you. Om Shanti. So we can slowly go up to Harmony Hall. Yes, sorry. Definitely. We have a moment of silence and then we go to Harmony Hall. Thank you.